Yesterday we were discussing the first pada, last phrase, Akanda Mandalam, which means the unbroken circle or the unbroken disc of the full moon. That's a poetic way of describing the moon was full, complete, not crescent moon or Ashtami Chandra or Amvas. And we Acharyas are telling us that this full moon, Akanda Mandalam, it describes the actual Udipan of that full moon on Sharad Purnima. Udipan means that factor which excites love in the hearts of the beloved. In the case of Madhurya Rati, conjugal love. When we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, we should go to another world. The 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, and these first 38 chapters of 10th canto are all about Vrindavan, Sridham Vrindavan. It is not a country of this world. Vrindavan is not a place in this world. Vrindavan is not even in India, although we may see it that way, an external geographical vision. Actually, Vrindavan, Krishna, Srimati Radharani, all the Brajagopis and Gopas, Nanda Baba and Yashodama, they are all transcendental, eternal, loving devotees of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. They live not in the material world. They live not in the heavenly planets. Nor do they live in Ayodhya Dham or Vaikuntha Dham. They live in Param 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 Vaikuntha. Upar 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 Vaikuntha. Golok Dham. Golok Vrindavan Dham. When we read the 10th canto, we should imagine we're going to another time, place. Another place and time. The time is eternal time. Nityakal. And the place is the spiritual world. Paravyom, Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. The Nivas, Goloka Nivas. Goloka Nivasi Radha. Goloka Nivasi Sham. Radha and Krishna. And this is a unique and special land. It is not created, it is never destroyed. It is Nitya Dham, Vrindavan. And the people are special. There is no greed there, no anger, no lust, no envy, no falsity, no pride, no illusion. Goloka Dham. Every chapter of Braj Leela of Krishna is alaukik, transcendental, and full of prema, Krishna prema, Vishuddha, Krishna prema, the purest expression of sacred divine love between Krishna, Sri Krishna Vrindavan, and all of his eternally liberated souls, Nitya Siddhas and Parikars. So we should prepare ourselves, prepare our mind, prepare our hearts, prepare our faith to enter there when we read the Bhagavatam. Yes, I'm going to another place. In the modern world, we have time frame movies called Time Frame. And it has a particular name. This movie is about the so-and-so period of India. It's a time frame movie. The setting of this movie, the characters, the conveyances is 1650. India. They have movies like this about the Middle Ages and the ancient India of 500 years ago. You won't find fast sports cars in that movie. You won't find the modern type of clothing. You'll find the clothing and fashions and conveyances, bale gutties and horse carts and of the ancient times. And it's a story about the medieval kings or the great kings of Rajasthan, or whatever, you know. And then, and people tell us, and we know, so-and-so movie is about India, about the royal families of India and 1600s. So then you prepare your mind and your heart, yes, I will enter that movie theater and I will see this movie and I'll see kings and queens and princesses and royalty and pageantry and pomp and opulence. And I'll see battles on horseback and arrows and chivalry and all these wonderful things that we have in our mind anticipating. We don't expect to go in there and see James Bond and Aston Martins or fast cars, or we expect to see horses and animals and queens and kings and heroes and fighting and all the wonderful intrigues and romance and politics of that period. And we're prepared for the experience. We've been forewarned, or not forewarned, but advised or told. And then we read in the newspaper a review, the century's best movie about 16th century India. Oh, have you seen it? Yes, it won so many awards. They have such movies, as you know. So this Leela, Ras Leela, is the award-winning, is the number one award-winning movie of the universe. And of this year and last year and every year. It's the Parama, supreme love story, sacred love story. In this love story, there's a happy ending and a happy beginning and a happy middle. There's dancing, there's singing, there's hero and heroine, Nayak and Nayaka. There's some conflict, some disagreement, and then some looking for the beloved. Where is my beloved? I lost my beloved. I want to find my beloved. Then the joy of reunion, and then the thrill of exuberating and celebrating the union again, the reunion of the lover and beloved, or the lover and the beloveds, in the case of Krishna and the gopis. It's beautiful. There's no fighting. There's no high-speed chase scenes. There's no murders. There's no guns. There's no guns. And you may wonder, who would ever buy a ticket to a movie like that? There's no murders. There's no terrorism. There's no jumping off the cliff and all kinds of acrobats and doing handsprings and landing on the back of your car. And you have a convertible and you jump out the building and land in the Ferrari and take off. It's just dancing and simply dancing in various beautiful Vedic Indian style ways. And gentle, sweet conversations with no envy and no backbiting and no evil intentions. Exchange of love, expressed in various ways. So someone said, "Oh, have you seen this movie? It's just been released. It was produced by Vyasa Muni. It was, and the director is a very famous director. His name is Shukadev Goswami. Acha, he's the director. The producer is Srila Vyasadeva. What's the name of that movie? I've heard something about this movie. It's called Ras Leela." This is the Indian name, Ras Leela. But in English, yes, English subtitles, because now it's showing in California. The English subtitles of the movie are "The Greatest Love Story Ever Told, A Dance of Love, A Dance of Joy. Don't miss it." That's the trailer. What they call trailer? So, but in India, they say Ras Leela. The dance of Ras, the celebration of pastime. Oh, sounds wonderful. Are there murders in the movie? No. Oh. But it's a love story. Yeah, it's a love story. Acha. Is there dancing? Hours and hours of dancing? Yes, it's Indian movie. It's Indian movie. There must be hours and hours of dancing. Ah, very nice. Is there a high-speed chase scene? The hero is chasing after the anti-hero and there's fighting, boom, boom. No, there's none of that. There's only one hero and nobody else. There's one hero and one and only hero, the Adi Nayak, the original hero, the superstar, superhero, Krishna. Krishna? Oh, I have a friend named Krishna. No, not Krishna, your friend, Krishna Gupta. But this is Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Parameshwara, Bhagavan, Leela Purushottam. Really, that's a long title. He's from Bollywood. I haven't heard of that actor. No, he's from Goloka. So like this, and people hear, I must go see that. And then they go and see it. And it's amazing. You prepared me. You said it's filmed in the village. It's not a city movie. It's a country movie. Some movies are country movies and in palaces, and some movies are in cities, and some movies are on the beach. They have these different changing scenes. No, it's simply, it's like a village. And it's Brajadam. And the Yamuna, nice rivers there and beautiful forests. A very beautiful setting. A very beautiful colors, unbelievable colors. I mean, the photography is fantastic. And the screenplay and the dialogues, unbelievable. So much ras, so much drama. It just moves your heart and stirs your soul. I saw Ras Lila 5 times. Really? You like it so much. So you're prepared, you're excited about it, and that's what Bhagavatam is all about. Be prepared, be excited about it. It's a time frame movie. What time is this movie, what time is this love story set in? It's set in Nityakala. Acha. Is that 15th century? Is that present day contemporary movie? Is that from prehistoric times? Is it a monster movie? No. It's eternal. The eternal, the one and only eternal love story with a beautiful, happy, sweet, loving ending. The Ras Lila. That's the time frame. And the place is the spiritual world. Not in France, not in Los Angeles, not in Hawaii, not in China. And the actors are God and his girlfriends. God and his girlfriends. Girlfriends? God has girlfriends? Yeah, you don't know. Thousands, gopis, ramanis. Acha, how much is a ticket? So now we sat in a movie. Acha, an opening scene. Music, beautiful background music, beautiful flute. And then some other instruments, tambora. And then you feel so relaxed and so soothed and so enchanted. Flute music is carrying your heart on the waves of those sweet vibrations. And then the credits come. Ras Lila, director Shukadev Goswami, producer of Vyasamuni. Oh, Vyasamuni, that sounds familiar. Okay. And then hero, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, heroine, like in the beginning or end, depends on the movie. So then the opening scene, the full moon, and then Yamuna, forest, and very mysterious, mystical scene. It's nighttime, it's midnight. The opening shot is not a daytime shot, not on the cricket field at 10 o'clock. It's midnight, 12:30. You can see something of the trees. The moon is filtering through the trees and the leaves are gently moving. Oh, there must be a breeze. And then the soundtrack is whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then there's, in the background there's a flute, just a very faint flute, but in the background. And then standing in a palace, you see. And then a palace appears. The forest fades out, and there's a palace on the top of Nandishwara. And in the palace, you see from a distance, and the moon is shining on the palace roof. It looks so beautiful. And then it zeroes in to the palace, becomes smaller, and it comes the window of a bedroom. And the window of the bedroom is very beautiful, carved marble and stone, beautiful carvings. And a beautiful, it's a veranda, so there's a little balcony. It's a precipice, whatever they call it. And then the music, and then the flute increases in the background. Ooh, ooh. And then, oh, a forest, a palace, nighttime, flowers, and wind is blowing. And then the camera is on that window, on that veranda, and suddenly someone walks out. And the moon is in that setting. There's the palace, and there's the window of that veranda, and then there's the full moon to the left on your screen. And then Krishna, Bhagavan, walks out with his yellow pagri and a beautiful dark blue form. Everyone says, oh, so, and beautiful long hair and top knot. So elegant. And he comes out. He's glancing in the landscape of Nandagram. Ah, my Vrindavan. Then the camera comes close up on Krishna's face. Then another camera shows the full moon. So you have the interplay of Krishna's face and the object he's looking at. And then the moon comes, fades out, then Krishna's face appears where the moon was. Or you're looking at the moon and Krishna's face is there coming out of the moon if you're really fired up. The face of the Krishna is the same. It depends on what imagery you want to convey. And then he looks, then Krishna looks down, and then he starts speaking to himself, whispering, Avakanda Mandalam, O Uduraj, you remind me of my Priyaji, my Radhika, but she's far away, surrounded by her in-laws and her husband and Yavat. But I'm so much inspired by seeing you, your beautiful aura, your rising moon with that Aruna Jyoti, that beautiful reddish color is filling my heart with the anurag of Radharani, her intense love. I want to be with her. I want to dance with Radharani in the Ras Leela. He's speaking like this. And anyway, it goes like this. So as one is chanting japa and seeing Leela, when he's reading Rasa Shastra, Leela means drama, drama means play, play means movie. Movie means something that moves. They don't call it, I'm going to the statics. Did you go to the statics? Oh, it was a very static movie. Static means not moving. Oh, I went to the statics. Did you go to the static theater? That's the office. The office is the static theater. And you never get ecstatic in the office. When you leave the office, you get ecstatic. It's Saturday. The work week is over. It's 8 o'clock at night. Jai Shri Ram. I made it. Ecstatic. In other words, you X out the static. X means this, right? You cancel the office for 2 days and go with your beloved. So this is entering into the Leela, entering into the time period, Nitya Kal, entering into the loving love story, divine love story, Divya, Alokik Prema Leela of Radha and Krishna. When we prepare our minds and we open our minds, yes, it's a movie about the 15th century, India. Yes, my mind is ready. I'll see horses. I won't see cars. I won't see this. I'll see so many things I've read about or heard about or seen pictures of. Oh, I heard about Krishna. I heard about Ras Leela. How does it? What are the opening scenes of the movie? So that's where we are in this juncture of the movie, of the Leela, of the Nitya Leela. Nitya Leela. Eternal movie, eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Akanda Mandalam. Again, a reference to the moon. Uduraj. Udaraja. The Udu Raj, the king of the night, the king of the stars, that was in verse 2. And this is Akanda Mandalam, that he's a king. He's a king. So Udu Raj means the moon is a king. And that moon is reminding me, that reddish moon is reminding me of Radharani. I am the king and she is the star in my kingdom. Or I am the star and she is my moon. I am the star orbiting around the moon of Radharani. And Radharani's face is the Chandramukhi, Chandra-anana. Chandra-anana. Anana means face. So this can be seen. Uttaraj. The king is Krishna. The queen are the gopis. Or the king is the moon and the queens are the stars. Or the queen is Radha. The moon is Radha and Krishna is a star. And then Akanda Mandalam. So that identifies the first word describing the moon, Uduraj, identifies his role, his activity. And this Akanda Mandalam describing the moon as full describes his characteristic, his lakshana, his rupam. He's not a crescent moon, not an amavas moon, dark moon. He's full. So Radharani doesn't partially love me. Chandra, the reddish tint of the rising Sharad Purnima reminds me of Radharani's kunkum tinted or colored face when we meet. And her face is full, Akanda Mandalam. Her face is full of love. Her face is full of service. Her face is full of ecstasy. Her Radharani's face is full of Mahabhav, the greatest love and surrender. And that mandalam, that circle of Radharani's face, that orb or circle of Radharani's reddish tinted face is akanda, it's unbroken, because her effect on me is unbroken. Akanda prabhav, akanda prem, akanda lila, unbroken eternal lila. So when I see the full moon, so many things come in my mind. This is Krishna speaking. Radharani's face, Radharani's position, first the position. Radharani is my Swamini Radha. She's my queen. She is the mistress of my heart. I am a Priyatam and she is my Priya, Priyaji. She is teaching me how to love. She is the supreme example of divine love. I'm receiving her love and I'm experiencing the greatest ecstasy. So Akanda Mandalam. So the Acharyas indicate these points. And we mentioned yesterday, the Akanda Mandalam refers to the rasa dance. Rasa dance, rasa lila, which is the whole subject matter of the story. It's a sacred love story full of ras. Gona ras, mukhi ras, laughter, astonishment. All these different flavors of love, primary and secondary, coming and going, feeling. Sometimes lovers laugh together, sometimes they cry. Sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're separated. Sometimes they do astonishing things or amazing things. The lover becomes amazed. How could my beloved do that? Krishna called us to the Rasa Leela. We gave up everything and came. And then he disappeared. This is Adbhut Ras. And most amazing. I'm astonished. How is it possible? He just left us. We were walking along and then he detected something in us and he left us. So it creates a new flavor. First there's meeting. There's Sambhog Milan. Gopis meet Krishna, appear before him. And that's coming, not yet. But they feel so happy. So all the primary rasas, and so the primary is the Madhurya Rati, the amorous love or conjugal love between Krishna and his gopis in Vrindavan. But then there's so many other flavors that rise and fall in the context of conjugal love. It's not that all the time lovers are smiling. Hasiras. Sometimes they're frowning. Sometimes they're unfavorable. Sometimes they're very favorable. So these are all these ras lila. These rasas are experienced there. Akanda mandala is indicating this mandala of the circle of the rasa dance on the banks of the Yamuna, Yamuna Pulin, it never stops. This is a love story that never stops. This is a love story that never comes to an end. Because the lover never dies, and the beloved never dies. And the world they live in is eternal. It is not manifest and unmanifest. Ultimately, this material world and everything in it, including the world itself and the universe itself, is temporarily manifested. Shristi pralaya, exhalation of Vishnu, then there's prakat, manifestation. Then inhalation, it's finished. You go to sleep at night, you dream, the dream is on. You're in it, it's happening. And it seems like infinite time. Then you wake up, the dream is finished. The dream began and it ended in a short time. My Gurudev used to say, we are living a dream. Every human being is living a two-part dream. To part one dream and part two. Part two is the dream at night, the swapna. Ratri kaswapna. Dreaming at night. That is called night dream. Dreaming, generally we say that means dreaming. I dreamt I was a king, I dreamt I was a queen, whatever. Movie star. Dream. Everyone's well acquainted with swapna. Dream. He said this is one part of dream life. It's dream life. It's ethereal. It's in the unconscious. You're not conscious of it. But with your external senses, your gyanindriya or karmindriya. But your mind it's all going on in the screen of your mind. People, sights, sounds, tastes, flavors. It's a dream. But at the time it seems so very, very real. Very, very real. It's called night dream. dreaming. Oh, I had a beautiful dream last night. I had a nightmare last night. Some bhoot or preta attacked me. This is an example. And then my Gurudev said, that's a night dream. And then we wake up. Oh, yes, I forgot that. That dream was created, Srishti, and it's pralaya. It's finished. In time. It was created in time and disappeared in time. 6 hours time, 5 hours, 7 hours. Then I wake up. Oh, this is real time. I'm so-and-so, and this is my family and business and work. Prabhupada said, this dream is longer, but it's also a dream. Night dream, part two. Daydream, part one. Two-part dream. 6 a.m., the time period, 6 a.m., the daytime dream begins. And I'm dreaming and planning and scheming and moving and selling and buying. And it goes from 6 a.m. until 12 p.m., then I take rest and I forget that creation. That whole Srishti, my daytime, my Dinko Swapna Srishti, the creation of my daytime dream is finished. I forget I'm this, I forget I'm that. So he said, actually we're living two dreams, two-part dream, daydream and night dream. The only difference is one dream is longer. Some people sleep for 12 hours at night. They have a 12-hour dream. We think it's very real. When we're dreaming, when we're dreaming and we're in the dream, do we think it's not real? Ask yourself. Obviously, you don't sit there and say, wait a minute, I'm in a dream. Sometimes you do, actually. Devotees can have that separate out-of-dream experience. It's called ODE. They have OBE, out-of-body experience. When you have surgery, heart surgery, sometimes the Atma floats above the external body and can see the nurses telling jokes and talking on their cell phones or whatever. And so then he comes back. When he wakes up, he says, what is it? So this is, it's called, at least it's an old term from the 70s in psychology, and it's seen all around the world even today. OBE, out-of-body experience. The consciousness, the mind, it separates from the body with the Atma and it views the body being operated. It's a reality. People have witnessed it and seen it and talked about it. So I said, ODE, out of dream experience. This is when someone who is somewhat, he's transiting or he's moving through two worlds. He's moving through the world of Atma and he's moving through the world of body. Sharir Lok and Atma Lok. He's in body, the soul is in a physical body, but he's following a path of self-realization. So sometimes in a dream, he's dreaming and he's doing this and that, and then because he's a spiritualist, he's following a spiritual path, something happens in a dream where he actually leaves the dream. He leaves the body and mind and goes to the Atma. And then he thinks within the Atma, wait a minute, this is not my identity. I'm dreaming. This is not me. Actually, I'm a Ram Bhakta. May Ram Bhakta Hung. May Krishna Bhakta Hung. I'm a devotee of Krishna. What is this dream? It's very bizarre and very strange. All strange things going on. Maybe not good things. Non-devotional activities. So then he sees that. Says, wait a minute. Then he pulls out ODE, out of dream experience. He said, this is not me. I'm not these people in the dream, and I'm not this. Hey, and he comes out. Then he wakes up and he said, what was that? Who was that? Why was that? Where was that? That was a dream. Maybe a bad dream. I'm Krishna's devotee. I'm a Ram Bhakta. So this is happening. So now, in the sojourn of life, we have our daily daydream. As we have our daily night dream, we have our daily daydream. In the daytime we dream, I'm this, I'm that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I built this, I built that, she's mine and he's mine, and this is mine and this is mine, I'm getting this and I want that, and I really have to do this, I really have to do that, I must accomplish this. Then one day you meet a sadhu and he says, hello, my dear sir, you are sleeping, you are dreaming, please wake up. Ding, 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 like alarm clock. What do you mean I'm sleeping? You're sleeping to your real identity. You're sleeping to your eternal life. You're sleeping to your fullest eternal loving engagement with God. please wake up. Jeev jago, jeev jago, jeev jago. So Akanda Mandalam means that land that never ends, that circle that never stops, that love that exists eternally. The Akanda Mandalam of Krishna Prem. The Akanda Mandalam of Krishna Seva, Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti is eternal. God is eternal. The Atma is eternal. The relationship, Krishna Atma Sambandha, is eternal. Akanda Mandalam. It keeps on going and going. In this case, it's circular. It's a mandala. It's not a square world. In the spiritual world, it's not square and there's no squares there. Everyone's rounded. In other words, everyone's rounded. Very well-rounded. All-arounder. You've heard this term, all-arounder? So Akanda Mandala means she's an all-arounder. He's an all-arounder. And everybody moves around and goes around. That's what Braja means. Braj. Brajadham. It means a place where everybody goes in circles. Everyone moves around. Braj means to go, to move. So they spin in circles together in the divine rasa dance. And they frolic and play with the cows through the pastures and run this way and that way. And then they play games in a circle. Kabaddi, kabaddi. Krishna, the coward boys, they stand there, they make some... They say, oh, this is our boundary, our circle, and we draw a line in the middle, in the hemisphere, in the circumference in the hemisphere. No, you can't go out of the circle, but you have to play tag. It's like tag or something. Kabaddi, kabaddi. Oh, kabaddi, kabaddi, kabaddi. Like this. Something like that. No? So that's a circle of play, a circle of fun, a circle of interest. We have these terms in English. What is your circle of interest? Oh, the whatever. So this is Akanda Mandalam. Our circle breaks. We create a circle of interest. We create a circle around us. Insular life, they call it. Insular life. There's me and my family. A nuclear family. It's called nuclear family or insular. Insular means island. There's just me, my wife, my relatives, my business, and my place of enjoyment or entertainment. And everything else, I don't know. This is my circle. But it's not a Akanda Mandalam. It breaks. It's called Kanda, not Akanda. It's called Kanda Mandalam. That circle of business, that circle of interest, that circle of family and entertainment, it will break. It is not infinite or eternal. So the Ras Lila is an infinite circle of love, an infinite dance of love. So Akanda Mandalam means that. It refers to the Ras Lila. Akanda Mandalam. There's no break. You've heard of Akanda Kirtan and Akanda Deep. Akanda Jyoti, and Akanda work. Akanda work, right? There's never any break from my work. I have to work. Akanda work. Akanda karma. It's called endless karma. Goes on and on and on. We start working in this body. It falls apart and we die. We get another body and work again. Akanda mandalam. And of course, the other beautiful points they mention is that the Akanda Mandalam is a foreshadowing in the movie. Akanda Mandalam? Ras Lila? What is a Ras Lila? All the gopis will link their arms together. All the Braja gopis will link their arms together. This gopi and that, they'll put their arms around, they'll hold their arms like this, arm to arm, link their arms together. And then Krishna will put his arms on the top of each gopi's shoulder. And then they will start dancing in a circle. And sometimes Radharani will be in the center of the circle. And now all the gopis and Krishna will dance around Radharani. Sometimes Krishna will be in the center of the Rasa Mandala. And they'll dance in a circle. Round and round, spinning, whirling, smiling, dancing. And the circle of love, the Rasa dance. So this is what's actually going on. The Rasa dance, the Akanda Mandalam, it's described as some places they describe it as a village dance. Usually it's only ladies, sometimes in the villages. In the village people, the ladies will dance in a circle and the men will play the music, or then the men will dance. It's not very common to see the men and women to dancing together, probably never. But in Krishna's case, also all the ladies dance together. It's called a lasya. Lasya nritya. Then there's Halisaka Nritya and Chalukya Nritya. There's different types of dance formations in the Ras Lila. But it all goes on eternally. No one gets tired. No one gets bored. No one gets thirsty. Oh, well, actually, they get thirsty. And they appear to be tired. So they dance for some hours. Then they refresh themselves with a nice cool bath in the Yamuna. And then they feel hungry after bathing. So Radha and Krishna and the gopis have some beautiful mango shakes and fruit drinks and lassis and all the nice things and fruits and wild fruits and many wonderful coconut, nariyal pani, coconut water, all kinds of cooling, refreshing and enervating and energizing juices and fruits which are available in the forest. And they're all prepared by Brindadevi and all the Sakhi Mandri's assistants, the Pran Sakhis of Radharani. It's a picnic, a forest picnic at midnight. Unlikely time to have a picnic. But lovers, there's no time for lovers. Love is all time, anytime, everywhere. Love is not restricted. Everything is restricted in this world except love. There's a limit on everything except love. And you can measure everything except love. You can measure your weight, your height, your finances, your property, your future. You can measure it all, calculate it all. But you can never measure love. You can never weigh it, measure it, understand it even. Love is unfathomable, but it's real. It's a necessity of everyone. So divine love is also a kandamandalam. It's said, what does love mean? We're talking about madhurya prem. Madhurya. Amorous love, romantic love, conjugal love, husband and wife, Krishna and gopis, Rukmini and Krishna and the Mahishis, queens of Dwarka. Madhurya prem. So in love, the lovers, they embrace the husband out of love, or even fathers with their children. This expression, this physical expression of one lover encircling the form of the beloved is very common everywhere in the world. This is a physical expression of the position of the heart and the softness and acceptance of the mind. That the arms embrace the beloved. That's everywhere. In India, and mother to children, husband to wife, Krishna with the gopis. He will accept their embraces and they will accept his. So if you see the form of embracing, the arms make a mandala, a circle, a kanda mandala. And there's no break. If your lover gets out of your circle of your arms, that means there may be a break in the love. So she's there and you're there. This is symbolic position of love. Even for mothers and children, or even friends, they meet after a long time, two sisters or two brothers. My brother, my friend, isn't it? This motion. Everyone knows it very well and felt it also. So the gopis, this symbol is a circle. Circle means mandala. And a figure of a circle, we say Z or zero circle, it is a kanda. It is an unbroken circle. Any other digit or number we have, 1, 2, 3, 4, there is some way out. They are not. You can't say that the figure or the symbol of the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 is eternal. It doesn't. There's a way out. If you get in the top of number 7, you go this way and turn right and go that way, you're out. If you get in number 5, you go a number 5 and go this way, then go straight, turn left, go straight, turn right, go in a roundabout, and then then you're out. Woo! If you go in number 6, you go like this. Number 8 is the symbol, or you can say zero. Zero is a symbol of embrace. When you embrace someone, the form of your arms does not represent the figure 7, unless you're some type of yogi or something. Embracing, you know, or number 2, it's like, I don't know. It represents, you're like this, there's your beloved there in front of you, and your arms go They don't go through your beloved, they go around. They go around your beloved. My mother. Oh, my father. Oh, my child. Oh, Beta. Oh, Beti. Oh, Devi. Oh, Prabhu. Oh, my beloved. Like this. This is round. Akanda Mandalam. This is significant. But unfortunately, all of our circles of love, all of our circles of love in this world, we encircle our mother with our arms and she dies. We encircle our father with our arms and he dies. We encircle our wife or husband with our arms and he or she dies in time because it is kanda, kanda prem, kanda love, broken love. You've heard of heartbreaks, heartbreaks, broken hearts. He broke my heart. Or I feel brokenhearted. Why? Because I lost my wife, husband. My heart is breaking. So that means kanda, pyara kanda, relationship kanda. But akanda mandalam in the Krishna's lila, if we enter Krishna's lila, it's called nitya prem lila. Nitya prem lila, eternal love. We enter prem lila as Krishna's father or mother. In the bhav and mood and seva bhav, an expression of Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda Maya. And Gopal is our ishta. We worship Gopal and Vatsalya bhav. We say, oh Gopal, oh my Gopal, please take some ladu. Take some makkhan mystery. Let me dress you. Here's a little bansi. Here's a nice julan. Oh Gopal, come on the julan. And Gopal sits there. And he swings on your julan. Because Gopal is your ishta, ishtadev. You want to love Krishna as Krishna should become my son. I should be his mother or father. Vatsalya bhav. So then you want to encircle your child Gopal and be like his mother. You won't become directly his mother. He has a mother eternally, Mother Yashoda. But you'll be an assistant or you'll have that feeling like a nursemaid. Datri. A datri, the mother has a child, but the datri is another pregnant woman who has lots of milk in her breast, and maybe she has less, so she's called a nursemaid. Or she's like this. So then she gives her milk to the child and treats the child like her own, although it belongs to another woman, another mother. So she can't say, no, I become the mother. This is my child. She has the bhav. This is my child. She's doing action of nourishing and protecting and caring for that child as if he were her own. But she belongs to another, or he belongs to another. So this means to have that vatsalya bhav, you attain nityadham as Krishna's mother. One of the many mothers. There's mukhya mata and whatever you call it, secondary. The primary mata. Yashoda is the mother eternally. No one can become. And so someone may want to serve Krishna and Radha as a sakhi in Madhurya Rati. So no one's going to say, excuse me, Radharani, you go now, I'm coming. Radharani is eternally there. Is Nitya Priyaji, Nitya Prayasi, Nitya Sangini, Radha. So we can assist Radharani, or we can share in that mood, and maybe sometimes Krishna may dance with us if he chooses, or he may accept our service. This is how it works. So it's unlimited opportunity. So when one enters into the eternal relationship with God and goes to the spiritual world and siddhadeya, spiritual body, then he enters into the akanda mandalam. He enters into the akanda mandalam of eternal love. Always moving, always brudge, always moving, turning, spinning, loving Krishna, Gopal, Govinda, Gopinath, and all the Rijvasis. This is the Akanda Mandalam. The circle of love, the circle of loving service, Prem Bhakti Seva, Braja Prem Seva, Radha and Krishna Prem Seva, it is unbroken, it never breaks, it goes on eternally. Eternal joy, eternal dancing, eternal singing, eternal exchanges of sweet love and affection with Krishna and yourself and all the liberated souls in the spiritual world. Akanda Mandala means all these things. Because we have circles, and we have circles of love, but they break. And circles of interest, but they're destroyed. We have conglomerates and group industries, and we expand our influence to a vast, wide circle of telecom and shipping and steel. It's a very large circle of a monetary circle producing vast income and influence and prestige. And then, finished. Khatam ho gaya. Marna. We leave this world and everything breaks. Kanda, kanda, kanda. It's a temporary world, but that's the eternal world. So Kandala Mandalam, this whole imagery of Ras Leela and Akanda Mandalam has infinite expressions and understandings. Principally, it's describing the beauty of the full moon on Rasa Purnima, Maharas dance. It's beautiful, it's a fullest full moon. People that live in the village, they know there's different types of full moons. So they say, oh, the full moon in Sharad Purnima is so bright. It seems so full and so bright. Because people who live in the village, they see the full moon every month, every year. In the city, we don't know if it's full moon or Amavasya. We're busy, and it's polluted, and there's so many skyscrapers. My Gurudev said skyscrapers. That means scraps in the sky. But the word is skyscrapers. These are tall, tall buildings that are scraping or scratching the sky. My Gurudev in his Bengali English would say, and of course, he probably knew what he was saying, and it meant that they're skyscrapers. And in America, scrap means a useless Bekar item. It's called scrap. You say Bekar. Oh, this watch is Tutgaya. It went Tutgaya. It's broken. Now it's faltu, useless. So we say, oh, they have scrap metal shops. They have junkyards where old cars, scrap, they call them scrap cars, are there. And you go there and try to find, when your car gets a dint or dent, what they call denting, it gets some accident. You can go there and buy it because you have a 1970 Fiat. You have a 1975 Fiat, and it's very difficult to find parts since they don't make the car anymore. So you go to the scrap yard, to the junkyard, and you find an old beat up, but it has a good bumper, and you buy it. So this is the Akanda Mandalam. The word itself is an invitation. When one sees a full moon, if he's a romantic person, or he's in that mood with his beloved, then he feels romantic. If someone else sees a full moon, he says, oh, I can't sleep, it's too bright. I can't sleep, it's shining in my room, I don't have curtains. It's too bright. Or if he's a gunda, he thinks, oh, this is a very bad night. A dako and a badmash, he sees, oh, it's Purnima, ah, we can't steal tonight. We can't break into any houses. Because look at that full moon. Ah, when is Amavasya coming? Everyone will see the objects of perception according to the position of their mind and heart. Same object, different perception. For one man, the full moon is an object, the full moon. And his perception and his heart are telling, oh, so beautiful. I feel romantic. And then he expresses that with his counterpart, wife, etc. In this case, the supreme lover, Krishna, Madhurya Purushottam, Madhurya Purushottam, Leela Purushottam, Krishna, Govinda, Damodar, Madhav. I'm stimulated, excited. I'm in a mood for love. My beloved is my eternal Prayasi, my Gopi Radhika. How can I call her? How can I meet her? I want to express my love for her and receive her love in exchange. Another man, as I said, he'll see the moon and he'll say, oh, this is very bad. Because he's seeing the same object moon, but he's thinking, Krishna is saying it's very good and someone else is saying it's very bad. So is the moon good or bad? The moon is neither good or bad. It's simply the moon. It's not a tricky question. Is the moon good or bad? He's good for some, bad for another. He's good for romantic heroes, nayaks, But he's bad for thieves and gundas. Because in a full moon, you're sneaking around in the dark, but there's no dark. It's 12 o'clock, you want to break into the house under the cover of darkness. They never ever rob your house on Purnima. So you can be safe one day a month. Amavasya, ah, that's night. Dark, black. So this is the perception. So Akanda Mandalam has, it's what you might say is like a filming. Of course, everyone has cameras and cell phones now. So there's something called zoom lens. Have you heard of this? You can look at an object from a distance and you see the object in the middle of your focus, but then there's other objects that are slightly to the side of your object of focus. That's called long distance shot. Zoom in, zoom out. So you can show an audience from a distance and see 300 people, and then you can zoom in on one particular face. So 300 become one. Obviously, you experience this with your own camera or in your watching of films. So now that's called the zoom effect. So each verse of Ras Lila, of a Rasa Shastra, you can look at it through the zoom effect. You can go from a distance, you can step back with your camera and see the individual scenes and acts and exchanges and lilas of the Ras Lila from a distance. Oh, there's the moon and there's the Yamuna and the Kumud flowers and the Malika flowers and there's Krishna. I see so many things in my distant image. Then I can zoom in and only see the moon, or and only see the Malika flowers, and just see Krishna's face. And the other things may be slightly to the side, out of focus, or only Krishna. This is how we examine, how the acharyas actually examine, how they examine, analyze, and study the shlokas with a zoom effect of pure consciousness. They go from a distance, Akanda Mandalam. It represents the moon. That's a distant shot. Then it represents, and they can even go more distant. They can actually, in the Leela, at a good distance in the Leela, filming in the Leela, you see the moon is part of the scene, the Udipan, the setting of the love story. It's full, it's a Akanda Mandalam. It's soothing, it's soft. It's creating romantic stimulation for amorous love. And then they can go beyond, they can go out of the scene from a very long distance shot, 1,000 meters away. And then you don't even see the full moon, you see material life. My Gurudev was often did this. You see the full moon, and all of a sudden the full moon becomes everyday life. And then that's another consideration. And then you zoom back into the full moon, and then you zoom into Krishna's face. What does the full moon, which is a key Udipan in this verse, how does it relate to the Nayak? What does he see in a full moon? What is Krishna's perception of that object of the full moon according to the position of Krishna's mind and Krishna's heart? So now we'll tell that. When Krishna looks at the Akanda Mandalam, which is full moon, unbroken, and it's brilliant and soothing and satisfying and cooling and alluring, then, and it's reddish, it's a reddish color as it rises in the evening sky in Sharad Purnima. Then Krishna looks and he thinks, this is not Akanda Mandalam Chandra, full moon. This is the full moon of my beloved Radha's face. I'm remembering Radha. I'm in a mood for romance. I'm in a mood for not only romance, but I would like to dance. I'm a musician. I play flute. And I dance with my beloveds. And I dance with my coward boys. My Subal and Sridham. In a day I dance with my friends. My boyfriends, the coward boys. The Gwals, the Gopas of Vrindavan. We play flutes and we dance. We put arm in arm together and we dance and we laugh. And then we break apart and play kavadi. And we break apart and sometimes play wrestling. And we break apart dancing together, one boy to another. And we play leapfrog. One boy gets down the ground like that. Subal gets down the ground. Subal Sakha. Then Krishna says, okay, one, two. And then Krishna, Subal is like this and Krishna's behind him. He leaps, jumps, two, two. Then Subal jumps, two, two. like this. They play. Dance, play. Then nighttime comes. That's playing in the sun. That's dancing in the sunshine. Then there's dancing in the moonshine. Night, midnight. Then he calls his friends, his girlfriends, the gopis. Then they dance. They don't play leapfrog. And Krishna doesn't play kabaddi-kabaddi with Radharani. Kabaddi-kabaddi-kabaddi-kabaddi. He plays hide-and-seek, luka-luki. It's called luka-luki krita. Luka-luki krita. Hide-and-seek. Krishna hides from the gopis in chapter 31 of Rasapanchadhyaya. Chapter 31, Krishna disappears. Okay, listen, I'm going to run away and go behind it, and you close your eyes and you count. I don't know what you call it. It's like hide. We call it hide and seek. You shut your eyes and stand behind this tree, and we're going to run away. You count to 100 backwards. 100, 99, 98. It's a good practice for kids, mathematics. 97, and it takes longer if you instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you have longer time to hide. You don't say count to 100, then you don't have much time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have to count to 100 backwards. Oh. Then it takes much longer. 100, 99, 98, 97, 96. 95, 94, 93, 92, 91. Oh, 90, 89. So you have 10 minutes to hide instead of 5. So then that person looks, searching. Where is he? So Krishna, Radha, and Rasalila, they play hide and seek. So that's a love story? That's intimate and romantic? Yes, because it's the lovers. Madhurya Rati. But Krishna's walking with Radharani and he says, oh, I'm going to play hide and seek. Bye. First he runs away from all the gopis. Oh, Krishna's playing hide and seek and we have to look for him. And he says, come on everybody, let's go. Come on, Alita, Radha, let's go. Hey, where's Radha? Acha. Radharani's not here? And Krishna's not here? Maybe they went together. A good chance. And they did. And then Krishna, for his reasons, we'll find out. Then he left Radharani. He said, I'm playing hide and seek. Try to find me. And then a search. Gopis search for Krishna. Hey, have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? They ask each other. Hey, Lalita, have you seen Krishna? No. Then Vishakha asks Lalita. Lalita, have you seen Krishna? No. And no one's seen. Then they say, well, let's ask all these guys. The Briksha, the Pukki, the Gulari, the Bhumi, hey Lata, Krishna went through here. This is the forest. You have eyes, you have ears. You must have seen him. And they don't say anything. Oh, why are you on his side? Tell us where he is. Look, I'll give you a ladu. The gopis go to the tree and say, if you tell us where Krishna's hiding, we'll give you a ladu. Then the tree says, I don't eat ladus. So they ask, but the creepers, the branches, the deer, they ask the deer, the mriga. They don't speak. And all the gopis conclude, these forest creatures, and beasts and birds and peacocks of the forest, and these trees and flowers, and even Mother Bhumi, they are on Krishna's side. They're on his team, and they won't tell us where he's hiding. Ah. So they wander and wander, then they finally give up the hide and seek, go back, hold hands together in a circle. It's called Sakhi Mandala. Sakhi Mandala. All the Sakhis sit in a circle on the banks of Yamuna and they start kirtan, crying. Krishna, is that fair? You're playing hide and seek. We can't find you. We're seeking your love and you're hiding from our love. Why are you hiding from our love? Don't you see? We're interested in loving you and serving you. You want to hide from love? I thought that controlled you. I thought that was the only thing you wanted in life, was love. That's all that Krishna wants. He's Aptakam and Atmaram Bhagavan. Totally self-satisfied. He doesn't want anything. Niskinshan. I only want your love. You are mine. You are expanded from me. You belong to me. I created you. I want to serve you, love you, be with you forever. This is the heart of God speaking through his eyes and his mouth. And we say, oh, Chalega, later, Jack, I'm busy. So Krishna, so they're searching. So Kandamandalam means that this searching goes on forever. The gopis, this is a hide and seek. All this comes on in Rasalila. This most beautiful love story. So we're saying that when the Rasikacharya is, when Krishna looks at the full moon, he doesn't think, oh, I can't sleep, it's too bright. He doesn't think, it's so bright, I can't steal. Because Krishna is a special thief, which this verse is also telling us. Even at a full moon, Krishna steals. Even at Kanda Mandalam, Udaraj, Purnachandra, Krishna steals. And the verse will tell us, what does he steal? What does Krishna steal? The moonlight is shining so brightly in autumn, you can read the newspaper at 12 o'clock at night outside in the forest. That's how brightly the moon is shining. I've seen 25 moons. I've seen 25 Purnimas in Vrindavan. It's so bright. I'm trying to sleep. But the moon is, I'm on the charpai, on the chat. Sleeping on this, some kind of bed. On the rooftop, and the moon is shining. And I said, it's so bright. And beautiful and soothing. Moving across the sky. Like a crystal sailboat in a deep, dark ocean. Beautiful, serene, attractive, soothing, but disturbing also. You can't sleep because your mind is so supercharged, turbocharged. That's all right. Because in Vrindavan, if you're sleeping or you're not sleeping, you're remembering Krishna. This is a speciality of Vrindavan. It is a place to remember God. Vrindavan. Krishna sees the Kandamandalam and he thinks, oh, Radha, so beautiful, Radha, please. So beautiful. Krishna, as I mentioned so many times in the course of these classes, that the Bhagavad Gita is giving the gyan or the tattva. And the Bhagavatam is giving the lila. So we say, Bhagavad Gita means the teachings of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the tattva. And Srimad Bhagavatam means the lilas of that teacher of the Gita. The lilas, the pastimes of that teacher of Gita. He taught these tattvas, karma tattva. He taught karma tattva, gyan tattva, and bhakti tattva, and jiva tattva, and kala tattva, and karma tattva, and prakriti tattva, and Bhagavat tattva, all in Gita. Okay, that's tattva siddhanta, that's the facts, that's the laws and the facts, trigunamayi tattva. What is the actions and influences of tamagun? What are the characteristics of a shudra? What are the swarup lakshana and tatastha lakshana of a brahman? So karma. The Brahma Svabhava, Brahma Sakarma. What is the bhava and karma of a Brahman? What is the bhava and karma of a Kshatriya? What is the bhava and karma of a Vaishya, a Bhaniya? What is the bhava and karma of a laborer? That's all there, tattva. But what are the examples? Where's the pastimes to exemplify? That's the talk. Where's the walk? You have to walk your talk. Your talk is your philosophy. Your talk is your siddhanta. Your talk is your beliefs. Your talk is your faith, your religious choice. That's your talk. And then your walk. You walk to the mandir and you worship Ram. And you act like a pure Vaishnava. Shudahar and Shudachar. Pure behavior, pure talk. Ram Kabakt or Krishna Kabakt. So Krishna's talk is Bhagavad Gita. And this is modern vernacular. And his walk is, he walks means moving. There's no movement in Gita. Krishna is standing there for 45 minutes on a chariot. And then sometimes he goes, woof, like, makes like a firecracker. And the Vratarupa is there. Boom. Still he's not moving. He's not dancing around in a circle on Kurukshetra. So this is the Kanda Mandalam, the Ras Lila. The Krishna is remembering the face of Radharani. And of course we mentioned this point about how there's some application from a longer distance view of the Rasalila Kandamandalam from our vantage point or our viewpoint. Everyone wants to be, everyone in this world wants to be protected. Everyone in this world, man or woman, wants to be protected. They want to feel secure and protected and loved and appreciated. They want to be encircled by a sense. They want to be encircled by a sense of peace, security, protection, happiness, and ultimately love. And that's what the loving arms of a husband represent to the wife. And that's what the loving arms of a wife represent to a husband. And for the bhakta, that's what the loving arms of Krishna represent to him. Krishna's my Rakhi. Krishna's my Rakhi. He's my Palana. My Palana, my Rakhi. He's my protector. He's my provider. He's my lover. Krishna mera pyarhe. Krishna's my beloved. Krishna's my protector. Yogakshemam bahamyaham. Krishna says, I protect you. I give you what you need. I carry what you lack. I'm encircling you with my protection. I'm encircling you with my security. I'm encircling you with my affection. I'm encircling you with my love. This is a Akandamandala. Everyone's searching for a Akandamandala. This is prema. No one wants to be floating around independently. Oh, I don't need a wife. I don't need a husband. I don't need a mother, father. I just, you know, I'm happy. Very unusual, strange individual like that. There are some. But the general impulse of the heart is something different. That we want to love and be loved. To need and be needed. To have, you ever hear this expression? I want to have and to hold. Have and to hold. So this is the meaning of a Akandamandala. To be encircled by the loving embrace of Krishna. Then you feel secure. The bhakta is fearless. The bhakta is secure. The bhakta is loved. He's surrounded. When you're in God's, when you're living in the aura, aura means jyoti. Jyoti is also a circle. Jyoti is a circle. Aura is a circle. The mandala is a circle. It's unbroken. The jiva is a circle. It's a unit. A unit of consciousness. An individual person. He's an anu. We don't find square atoms. Is the atom square or round? Round. Neutron, proton. You want to talk science? Okay, let's go. Mandalam is reality. Mandalam is infinity. That's when you take two circles together, one circle and two circles, you put them together, you get the figure 8. Right? It's like this, 8. This is number 8, yes? Circle on top of the circle. Then if you go like this, this is the symbol for infinity, anantakal. As I said, and this number, 0 or 8, you get in that circle, you can't get out. And number 1, you go like this, you can go out through the top, boing, or through the bottom. Or number 5, you get in, you put yourself on the line of a circle, and you stay on that line is endless. It goes around and around and around. Everyone in this world is stuck in a huge Akandamandala. Do you know what it's called? Is it called the Rasalila? Is it called the Rasmandala of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan? That's a mandala. That's an Akandamandala. Endless spiritual circle of love. Endless celebration of divine sacred ecstasy and love with Krishna and his devotees. That's a Akandamandala. That's the spiritual Akandamandala. But then there's the material counterpart of the Akandamandala. What is the Akandamandala which we're stuck in, we're wrapped around, we're embraced by? It's called Kala Chakra. Samsara Chakra. Samsara is a kanda. Karma is a kanda. There's no break. It goes on and on and on and on. Life after life after life. The wheel of, you heard this term, in English we say, the wheel of karma. Have you ever heard the term? The cycle of life, birth, old age, disease, and back to the start, death. Start here, here's the starting line, and it's also, the starting line is also the finishing line. Here's the race starts here. Go! Finish. We start with birth. Go! Back to the beginning, death, and birth again. Death, rebirth, death, rebirth. It's a cycle, it's an orbit, it's a mandala, and it's a kanda. So we have a choice in human life. We have a choice. Do you want to be in this circle or that circle? A lokik mandala or a lokik mandala? It's your choice, it's our choice. Freedom of choice, free will. Yes, here's the menu, sir. Please, read the menu. Here's what we're offering here. You can have Akanda Mandala with various varieties. Or you can have Kanda Mandala. We have samsara, different prices here. These are what we're offering. We're offering Kanda Mandala, Karma Chakra, or Samsara Chakra. Or there's also a very nice feature here. Look on the bottom. It's called the Cycle of Life and Death. Cycle of Life and Death. See, when you get this, there's four items in the meal. It's a whole tali. It's called the Life Cycle Tali. There's four katoris. One katori is birth. One katori is old age. One katori is disease. And that last dessert, the dessert is really big. It's very nice. If you're only going to order a la carte, one item, we suggest the last one. That's death. There's four katoris on the tali of life. Tali, the circle, the plate of life. Birth, old age, disease, and death. And it's a chakra. It's a mandala. It's eternal. Akanda mandala. Karma chakra, karma mandala. Akanda mandala of karma. A birth, a cycle of birth and death. But Shukamuni saying, suno, jeev jago, shunye. What are you doing, rotting and rotating in a circle like a madman? If somebody comes into your house and starts going in a circle, hour after hour, what will you say? He'll get on the telephone. Hello? There's one crazy man in my house. He's going around and around and around. Acha, where's he going? Nowhere. Why is he doing it? He doesn't know. Oh, what's his idea? He doesn't have any. He's just going around and around, going, oh, 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 oh. So the sage, the rishi, he looks at the conditioned soul struggling in the material world. The conditioned soul in this material world, who's in the karma chakra, samsara chakra, the cycle and wheel of birth and death, he appears to be a foolish man. Just as a man comes in your living room and starts going in a circle. Sir, where are you going? Be quiet. Where did you come from? Be quiet. What's your purpose? Be quiet. I'm busy. What are you doing? Don't you know it's called karma chakra? Leave me alone. It's called samsara chakra. I'm just doing this for 50 years and watch what happens. Oh, sir, you've been dancing in my living room for 50 years. Yeah, it's good. I'm very healthy. Now I'm 70. What's now? You're going slower. Now you're 70 years old. You're going slower in the circle. You're a mad circle dancing in your rasa, your maya rasa in my living room. Yeah, you know, I'm getting old now. Oh, now you're going really slow. Yeah, I'm diseased now. I have heart condition. Oh, sir, you're not going to dance anymore? Oh, now what? Then you cremate him. Because he's dead. It's funny, it's ironic, it's silly, it's childish. It's us. Krishna's looking, he's saying, oh, I gave you a living room. This is my living room, my house, this jagat, this earth planet. There's a Bombay living room and a New York living room. So many living rooms. Life is God, the Atma, and the room is his. He owns everything. You're in the living room, and he's watching. And he turns to Radharani. What are they doing? They're going around and around. They get on the freeway. They get on Ring Road in Delhi. They go round and around and around. Birth, death, disease, old age, birth, death, disease. Karma chakra, samsara chakra, cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. What are they doing? They're crazy. People are crazy, Radharani. I know what to do. Go down and tell them Bhagavad Gita. So then Krishna came down. Listen, hello, hey, stop. Sir, stop for a second. Oh, I'm busy. I don't have time. Oh, I'm dying. Bye. So somebody may stop their car, stop in the ring road of life, and say, oh, sir, you look rather strange. Why are you so peaceful? Why are you so happy and so beautiful? And why is your skin dark blue? Dark blue, sham, rung. Yes, yes, don't worry about that. I'm God. Now listen. Don't worry about that. I'm God. Now listen. Tahino shmin yata dehi komaram yovanam jara tata dehantara praptir diras tatra namuyati. See, now what this means is you're just going in this karma chakra. You're actually eternal. Don't be bewildered by all this turning and spinning because your head gets a little sore. Just surrender to God, sarva dharma pritajya, manmanav, always think of me, and I'll take you out of this circle, and I'll make you dance for me in another circle. It's called the rasmandala of divine love. the circle of joy, happiness, security, protection, affection, endlessly. Endless love that never breaks. Imagine a love that never breaks. Huh? Where? How? Who? What's his name? What's her name? Where is that place? I know the place. I'll take you there. Acha, how much do I have to pay? A lot. It's very costly. Acha, how much? 5 lakhs? 10 lakhs? No. 10,000 lakhs? No. What is the cost to go to that place where everyone's dancing and happy? And you have to surrender, samarpan. So Kandamandala can be seen like that. But for Ras Leela, Kandamandala is Radharani. And this is the Gita. The Gita is telling, Krishna is telling the teachings, the Siddhanta and Gita. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him and he is never lost to me. So just imagine, like Krishna or Radha, or any Premi Bhakta, liberated soul, wherever they look, they see. Wherever Krishna looks, what does he see? Who does he see? Wherever Krishna looks, he sees Radha. Oh, it's the moon. It's not the moon, Subal. That's Radha. Acha. Sridham, Krishna says this is Radha. Sridham, she's your sister. Radha's your sister. And I'm your friend, Subal. And you're my friend, Sridham. And your sister is Radharani. She's your younger sister. And Barsana. Does she looks like that? She's like big and round like that? And he says, no, she looks like, you know, something different. Krishna's a little like that, you know. He looks in the moon, he sees Radha. He looks in the Yamuna and he sees Radha. He see, I was with him the other day. Listen, Sridham, listen to this. I was walking with Shyam on the banks of the Yamuna. And he looked at the Yamuna and he saw the Yamuna going like this with waves. Some just like rivers too. They go like this. And he said, he stood there and he said, oh, Radha, your bathing is so beautiful. Your kesha is so beautiful. Your wavy hair, the beautiful waves and curls of your hair. And I said, Krishna, it's Yamunaji. That's Kalindi. Be quiet. Oh, Radharani. So wherever Krishna looks, he sees Radha. And wherever he opens his ears, he hears Radha, Radha, Kankan Bole, Shri Radha, Radha. Oh. Hey, Subha, look, listen to this leaf. Shri Radha, Radha. And so Subha goes, oh. Subha, what happened? A bee stung me. He doesn't hear Radha's name. He just goes, bee sting. Krishna hears Radha's name because love controls your vision. No love, no vision. If you love God, you see God. If you love money, you see money. If you love women, you see women everywhere. If you love men, you see men everywhere. If you love power, you see power everywhere. So Krishna loves Radha. And he sees her Akanda Mandala. Everything is a circle. The earth is a circle. Everything is a circle. I see Radha everywhere. In the moon, I see Radha and think of the circle of her face. And her face is so beautiful and such gentle curves like moon-like radiance. And I think, oh, I want to see her tonight. In the nighttime, we usually dance. So Akanda Mandala takes me to Radha. Akanda Mandala is midnight and it's Chandra at midnight. And let's dance at midnight with Radha. This is Akanda Mandalam. All these wonderful ideas and thoughts. Trishtva kamudvantam akanda mandalam. Rama, Rama, anana bam navakun karanum, kunkum arunam. So the acharyas are giving some comment, lots of comments, on the word Rama. And a translation is telling that Lord Sri Krishna saw the unbroken disc, unbroken, Akandamandala, of the full moon glowing with the red effulgence of newly applied vermilion or kunkum. It appeared to Krishna that that moon was the face of Lakshmi Devi, Rama. Krishna saw the kumud lotuses blossoming in the Kalindi river. And he looked at the river and saw the lotus And he thought, as we mentioned, oh, this white lotus, this blossoming, fragrant, attractive, beautiful, gentle lotus flower, so divine, so attractive, so soothing. This is the Gauri, Gauri Mukh. This is the fair face of my beloved. The fair face of my beloved Radhika. And then he paused for a minute looking at that flower, Krishna. Then he looked to the forest that was behind him. The Yamuna on one side and the Vamshivat, the banyan tree there. And he looked to the forest on the other side. Ah, look how the forest is illuminated. Vanam Gobir. He says, Vanam Tat Komala Gobi Rashchitam. Look how the forest is illuminated by the Komala, the gentle, soft rays of the moon coming through the interstitches and branches of the trees. So beautiful. Who has done this? Krishna said, who has created this? Who has made this so beautiful? It's him, it's Krishna. So this word, Rama, means on different levels, different angles of vision, different perceptions, which are available from unlimited angles and perceptions. So Vishnu Chakravartipad, he gives four different meanings of this word Rama. We have Ram and Rama. We have Sham and Shama. So Rama is feminine gender. Ram is masculine. Rama is Sita, the Shakti, the Ladani Shakti, eternal divine queen and consort of Bhagavan Ramachandraji. Then Shama, Sham. We say Shama, Sham ki jai. Rama, Ram ki jai. So Shama is Radhika. Shama means that female, feminine gender, who is totally absorbed and dedicated to Sham. So her name is Shama. And Sham is Ganesham, Krishna, the personality of God with that beautiful monsoon-like darkish blue complexion. Sham. Shama, Sham. So Rama means Lakshmi Devi. Firstly, Vishnu Chakravarti says that yes, Rama means Lakshmi Devi. So when Krishna sees the moon, he sees the face of Lakshmi Devi. Again, Subal, Krishna looks at the full moon. Hey, Subal, you see Lakshmi? The other day you saw the full moon and said it was Radha. Now you're seeing the full moon, you're saying it's Lakshmi. I still think it's the moon. Of course, the coward boys is a little humorous, but the coward boys are sleeping at this time. It's Krishna and the gopis, and the full moon, and the flowers, and the forest. So why does Vishnu Chakravarti say that? Why does Krishna connecting the moon to Lakshmi? Because Lakshmi Devi is the brother of Chandra. In one particular kalpa or lila, Lakshmi Devi appears from the Kheer Samudra, Mantan. Kheer Samudra Mantan. Devasur, Kheer Samudra Mantan. When the devas and asuras and the demigods and the demons, they churn the milk ocean with the korma avatar and the Mandara mountain and Vasuki, one snake, Vasuki as the rope. And they churn that. Mantan means mantan, or mantan. Mantan means to churn or to turn, to agitate. And then many objects came out of that ocean. One was Chandraday, the full moon. Another was Lakshmi. So it's considered in Veda and Sahitya, in the literature, that Lakshmi is the brother of Chandra. So generally, brothers and sisters often look alike. It often happens. Oh, you look just like your sister or brother. So the moon, when Krishna saw the moon, he's saying, oh, your face is effulgent and attractive and slightly reddish, like your sister Lakshmi. So this is the first meaning, that Rama means the brother of that Akanda Mandalam. Akanda Mandala Chandradev, Purnachandra, he's showing the reddish face while he's rising on Rasa Purnima, Sharad Purnima. And that's reminding Krishna, yes, I'm thinking of your sister. That's natural. If I see the brother, I think of the sister, or vice versa. I'm seeing Chandra and I'm thinking of his sister, Rama, goddess of fortune. But let's go further. But then Krishna says, yes, your sister is Lakshmi Devi, that's very nice, but she's not my sister, and she's not a female that's related to me, but that reddish face that you're displaying now at midnight, Mr. Akanda Mandalam, reminds me of the Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Radha. Reminds me of the Adya Shakti, Srimati Radharani. So, okay, it's your sister, and reminds me of your sister, but that's between you and your sister. My relationship is with everyone, but especially Srimati Radharani. My Madhurya Mahi Radha, my Prema Mahi Radha, my Ananda Mahi Radha, my Leela Mahi Radha, my Srimati Radharani. So that he's telling, Vishnu Chakravartipada is telling this, and he quotes Brihat Bhagavatamritam. And a very nice verse from Brihat Gotamiya Tantra, where Radharani is described as Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Radha. And he also says that moon is reminding Krishna of Chandramukhi Radha, the beautiful moon-like face of Radha tinted with Aruna, Limpan, tinted with this beautiful reddish kumkum color on her cheeks to look so attractive, so exciting, so warm and embracing look on the cheeks when her tinted red, golden cheek with slight red. So then they say in Brihad Gotamiya Tantra that Krishna, his attraction destroys all other attraction. Krishna. Na means nay. Na means to destroy. So Krishna. There's the word Hare Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Krishna. So Acharyas break this down. Krish, Sankarshan, Karshan, Krish means attractive, most beautiful, most attractive, most sweet, most powerful, and most enchanting, most affectionate, most intimate, most compassionate. This is Krish. Then Na, that all-attractive Lord, he's attractive. Why? What makes someone all-attractive? Only their physical beauty? They could be attractive, yes, physically attractive man or woman. But what makes one an all-arounder attractive person? They have attractive face and beauty. They have attractive strength. The man is very, or say, he's very attractive or handsome, but he also has power. He's powerful and confident and determined and courageous. That's attractive. So if a woman has a husband or a queen has a king, he's attractive, handsome figure, physical features, face, smile, form. But then he has power, so he has beauty. But then he has power, and he defeats his enemies. Then she says, oh, he's attractive because of his beauty. He's attracting because of his power, his virtue, his courage, and his charity. He's very charitable, loving king. I'm attracted. So that's power. And beauty. Now, being a king, obviously, and the wife will say, he's very wealthy. He's the richest king in India. He's richest king in the world. Yudhisthira. So that wealth, that makes the queen even more attracted to his wealth. Isn't it? She would feel proud. I'm proud of the attractive quality of wealth I see in my husband. Now, the king may have attractive power, which means he defeats his enemies, and attractive beauty, which means he also is attractive. Then he has wealth, and then he has strength. That's power. But then also my king, my husband, he's very religious. He's a great king, but actually my king is a Maharishi. My king, my husband is a Raj Rishi. He's a king. He's attractive for his beauty and power and wealth. But he's very devoted. He's a Vishnu Bhakt. Many kings of India were Vishnu Bhakts or Krishna Bhakts or Ram Bhakts. And he fasts every Hari Vasara, every Ekadasi. My king, he does Nirjal Ekadasi Brat. And every Janmashtami and every Mahadwadasi and every Vishnu Avirbhav, appearance day of Das Avatars, Narsingha Chaturdasi and Ram Nomi and Krishna Janmashtami. My king, my husband, he fasts. Although usually eats chapan bhog, he eats 3-4 times a day, the lavish, most lavish and tasty gourmet foods. Private cook, private gardens, private orchard, private everything. But so many days, 50, 60, 80, 90 days a year, my husband does fasting for the pleasure of Bhagavan. Hari Vasara, Hari Toshan, Ram Toshan. So I love my king and I respect my king because he has another attractive quality. He's renounced. He has renunciation. You follow the analogy. And you know something else? I mentioned earlier about my king. He's the most powerful king in India and he's the wealthiest king in India. Because of his power and his wealth and his virtue and his dharma, he's famous. He's my king, my husband, is very famous all over India. Everyone knows my king's name. And he's famous in Europe, in England, everywhere. Everyone's heard of the name of my king. And I'm his queen. And so he's very attractive to me. He has the attractive quality of fame, yash. Now, that means my king is very attractive. He's all, for me, he's all attractive. He has attractive form, attractive qualities, qualities of power, renunciation, wealth, fame. And he's so attractive that, well, other people are also attractive. So now think of Bhagavan, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. My Gurudev translated the word Krishna as the all-attractive personality of Godhead. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yasashashriya. Because Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he's the king of Dwarka, he's king of kings. And he's the greatest king of lovers. So he's the most beautiful, he's the most famous, he's the most wealthy, he's the strongest, he's the most renounced. He's dancing with 16,000 damsels, coward damsels in a rasa dance. Then he just leaves. Okay, I'm going. Or he's dancing throughout the night, and it seems like an endless night of joy and happiness and love. On and on, night after night. Then Krishna says, oh, excuse me, you look very tired now. So I'll let you stay alone. I'll go now. As people say, you look very tired, I'll go. So Krishna says, oh, you know, now it's Brahma Muhurta. I have to go to Mangalartik. It's Brahma Muhurta. And Brahma Ratra Upavrate. We've been dancing for a whole night of Brahma. Now it's time to worship God and do my Anik and my Sandhya Vandanam. So please, you go now. I'm going. Bye. And he, wait a minute. So this is the Ras Lila. Renunciation. We can't... Anyway, Hare Krishna. So Krishna is very renounced. This is the example shown here. So this Rama means the goddess of fortune. But the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra says that Krishna, I'm first establishing Krishna as being all attractive, the supreme all attractive personality of God. In other words, what do you give the man that we have a question sometimes we see in advertising. Someone's very wealthy, Kaurapati. The question may arise in his wife's mind or some friend's mind. What do you give the man who has everything? So now think of God. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Does God have everything? Yes. He is everything. Yes. He's the source of everything. Yes. Everything is within him. Yes. Everything is outside of him. Yes. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyaktimurtina. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 4. So everything is within God and without of God, and he's everywhere, he's all pervading. Anora nihan, anora nihan, anora nihan, mahato mahian, Krishna is smaller than the smallest. He enters into the atom. He's bigger than the biggest. He maintains the universe. He's Shirdakshay Vishnu. He enters into our heart as Antaryami, the localized Shirdakshay Vishnu. He's big. He's small. He's here. He's there. He's everywhere. He's nowhere. God is everywhere and he's nowhere. He walks and he doesn't walk. He talks and he doesn't talk. He has form and he has no form. He has qualities and he has no qualities. Brahman is God with no qualities. And Vishnu and Krishna, God, Nirvishesh God, Nirvishesh Brahman, Savishesh. God with no qualities, Brahman. God with qualities, Ram, Vishnu, Krishna. So God has no qualities, yes. God has qualities, yes. Huh? God is life. God is death. God says, I am life. And God says, I am death. Mrityu sarva harascham, I am death. I am very confused, Swamiji. God is a chintya tattva, Bhagavan. We can understand God with our pea brain. We can't even understand our computers, how they run. So this is, Krishna is all attractive Supreme Lord. So the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra says that's Rama. Rama means Lakshmi Devi, yes, but the source of all the Lakshmi Devis, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Radha, the Adya Shakti, the Adya Ladini Shakti, the origin of love, the origin of bliss, satisfaction, the origin of feminine qualities of charm and tenderness and beauty and sweetness, the origin of all those beautiful divine feminine qualities expressed throughout the universe, and the origin of all the Devis and celestial beings, all the female personalities, is none other than Sri Radha. Shaktiman Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Shaktimai Sri Radha. Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Bhagavati Sri Radha. Purusha, the Adi Purusha Sri Krishna and the Adi Prakriti Sri Radha. Because Krishna means he has all this attraction of beauty, wealth, opulence, fame, strength, renunciation. And he's so attractive that his attraction, na, Krishna, once a woman or a man or anyone becomes attracted by the all attractive qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, attracted to his beauty, Rupa Madhurya, attracted to his Leela, Leela Madhurya, attracted to his Bansi, Bansuri, Vena Madhurya, and attracted to his love, his Prem Leela in Gokul with a coward lady stealing their butter. When one's attracted to his Prema Madhurya and all of his unlimited qualities and vibhutis, Aishwaryas and vibhutis and Madhuryas, his sweetness and his power and his love and his control and his fairness and his justice, it's all within Krishna. When one becomes attracted to the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and he's attracted to the form of Krishna, Tribhanga Lalitam, Tribhanga Sham, Banke Bihari, Banke Bihari, and becomes attracted to his Brajadham, his Leela Parishishta, attracted to his Naam, his Rup, Gun Leela, Naam Sankarshan, Rup Sankarshan, Gun Sankarshan, Prem Sankarshan, then he gives up forever any attraction to anything mundane, material, temporary, limited, ephemeral. Krishna. That supreme attraction which annihilates all their attractions. Hare Krishna. Radha and Krishna annihilate everything else. Hare Krishna. Hare, energy. Ladini, love, bliss, joy, fulfillment, satisfaction. Hare and Krishna. Krishna, attraction, sweetness, absorption, dedication, envelopment, embrace. Akanda mandala, prema akanda mandala, ecstasy, ananda akanda mandalam. Endless circle of bliss, endless circle of love, endless circle of play and joy. Krishna. Nothing else, nirmama, nothing else is mine but he, Krishna. Neti, nothing. Profit, lobe, puja, pratishta, money, woman, fame, name, orkuchne, niskinshan, Krishna, This is the power of Krishna. This is the power of the Rama. So Rama means that. Goddess of fortune. So Radharani, this verse is telling that she is so attractive, that Srimati Radharani is so attractive that Radharani has the beauty and attraction to attract the all-attractive Krishna. So this word Rama means Lakshmi, but then it also means Radha. Rama also means Lakshmi. So what are some of the other primary characteristics of Lakshmi? What does Rama, Lakshmi Devi, represent? Obviously, and firstly, Lakshmi Devi represents fortune. Good fortune. Good fortune for us means what? Money! Rupees, rubles, lira, whatever, marks, paisa, pesos, monetary exchange, gold. That's good fortune. If you make lots of money, do you consider you're fortunate? Some people do. Most people do. If you get a raise in your pay, oh, I'm so fortunate, I'm getting paid double. Oh, I'm so unfortunate, the guy just increased my wages. It's obvious. So Lakshmi Devi, she's the goddess of wealth, the goddess of fortune. You see in everyone's shop, there's Lakshmi Devi. She's on the poster, but she's not in the cash register. It's a joke. Everyone has a poster of Lakshmi Devi, but how much money do you count every day at the end of the day? Crores and crores? Some people have a poster of Lakshmi Devi and their crorepatis. Some people have a little tiny cloth shop in Chandi Chowk, and they have a picture of Lakshmi Devi. I've seen their shop. And I asked the gentleman, I said, you're worshipping Lakshmi Devi, and you're driving a rickshaw. He said, yes, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that someday I'll make it big. I said, okay, keep worshipping. It's a good idea. So then I go in a Kropati's house for some Pravachan program. He doesn't have a poster of Lakshmi Devi. He has more money than that. He has a murti of Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Narayan Bhagavan Ki. And he has a lot of money. So I say, oh, my dear sir, you're worshipping Lakshmi Devi and you have crores. But my friend down the street who sews my clothes, sews my kurtas, he's also worshipping Lakshmi Devi. And he moonlights at night by driving a rickshaw. Because making kurtas is not enough to feed his babies. So why is that? Oh, you know, Lakshmi is chanchal. Lakshmi Devi is chanchala. She's sometimes here and there. So Rama represents goddess of fortune, good fortune. And Rama represents Lakshmi Devi, which means auspicious. Usually someone says, if Lakshmi Devi is, oh, Lakshmi Devi, oh, Ma Lakshmi. Ah. She's favoring me. My life has become fortunate. Everything is auspicious. Then that's another quality. And what's another astounding quality of Lakshmi Devi? Rama, the goddess of fortune. Her beauty, her saundarya, her sundari. She's so beautiful. The most beautiful lady in the universe. So she represents fortune, auspiciousness, and beauty. Now, Rama also means Radha, the original Lakshmi, the origin of all Lakshmis and Mahishis. If Lakshmi Devi has so much fortune and auspiciousness and beauty, imagine how much good fortune Radharani represents, how much all auspiciousness and mangalam Radha. Sarva Bhagya Radha, Sarva Mangalam Radha. How much auspiciousness Radha represents. And Sarva Ati Ati Sundari Radha, Sundari Radha, Sundari Radha. How beautiful that Radha, and not Lakshmi, Radha, and not the queens of Dwarka, Radha, that Radha is able, with her good fortune, with her all auspiciousness, with her unlimitedly divine, beautiful, sweet beauty, is able to attract the supreme form, the Purnatam, the supreme form of the personality of Godhead, the Purnatam, origin of all other forms of Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, that Radha can attract Krishna. So when Krishna sees the attractive moon and sees Rama there, the goddess of fortune, he thinks, yes, if that moon, if this Chandra brings me the association of Radha, then my life and my tonight on the banks of the moon and under the Shara Purnima, my life will fill with good fortune, all auspiciousness. My life will become Sarva Bhagya Jivan. And my life will become Sarva Mangalam Jivan, all auspicious. And my eyes and heart will fill with the most beautiful object of my desire, the pure love of Radha for my heart, and the pure form of Sundari Radha. Ati Sundari Radha ki Jai. This is the Rama in the moon for Krishna.